After more than 90 years in business, Converse has filed for bankruptcy protection. The sneaker company, which has sold nearly 600 million pairs of Chuck Taylor All-Stars, says it needs time to reorganize and restructure its debts. Converse will stop making shoes. That means sneakers with the All-Star name won't carry the Made in the USA label, a label that helped make them popular overseas. From member station WBUR in Boston, Steve Tripoli reports.
Making sneakers in America may have kept Converse workers happy in the company's Texas and North Carolina plants, but it wasn't a formula for winning the modern sneaker wars. And that wasn't the only problem. Rick Burton of the University of Oregon follows the athletic apparel industry, an industry he says was passing Converse by.
Oh, I think they got lost along the way, but I believe that the industry changed around them and they weren't able to keep pace.
Nike, Adidas, Reebok, and others developed new footwear technology and moved all their manufacturing overseas. Burton says Converse couldn't match the other companies' research dollars or their low production costs. Converse will close its two U.S. plants and a third in Mexico at a cost of 1,000 jobs. It will focus on licensing Converse products now as it moves its North American work to one of its Asian subcontractors. Company spokesman Mark Schuster says Converse hopes to emerge from bankruptcy protection in about a year, but it appears the company won't be going back to making sneakers anytime soon.
I think right now we're focused on this new business strategy, which is really to become a global licensor. Certainly, Converse as a licensing company will have a different flavor than it does currently today.
Analysts say the Converse and All-Star names are still marketable. The All-Star has gone from being a basketball essential in previous generations to being a multicolored fashion statement for young people today. It's reported to be very hot among Japanese youth right now. All three Converse factories will close by March 31st, and the company even sold its Massachusetts headquarters building in order to pay down debt. No word yet on the fate of the 200 employees there. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli in Boston.